Bruchim Abayim to the 14th Shiur and on the Chasimus Hashas. And up to now I've been speaking about the Chasima of the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud. I actually mentioned last time, I think I mentioned this, that I would actually get to the Yerushalmi this week. I have to tell you that I thought a lot about it, and the Yerushalmi is too difficult. I can't go through the entire Yerushalmi. I mean, the Chasimus and Yerushalmi. If the Bavli takes 20 shiurim, the Rishami probably takes about 50 shiurim. Since there's only 6 shiurim left, then it's not really worth it to go into the Rishami. However, I do want to go into some aspects of the Rishami today, because I think that it actually reflects upon the Chasimus HaBavli. And by virtue of this, we'll actually go a little bit deeper and try to understand a little bit better not only the position that I've been advancing, but in contradiction to my position, the position of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kalevi, the famous author of the Deiris HaRishonim. Okay, now, up till now, I've been advancing the thesis that the redaction of the Talmud was something that was begun with the generation of Rav Ashi and was continued in the succeeding generations, which are usually referred to as the Rabbanon Sabarai, right, which means Svara. So in other words, the Shakal Vatali of the Gemara, the give and take of the Gemara, the dialectics of the Gemara, was a construction of Ravashi, and this is very, very much Mashba, certainly in Rashi, in several places. We brought many rayas and proofs for this, etc., etc. I don't have to go through that again. I did mention when I first presented the Shita, that the Shita of the Deiras Rishonim was that, in fact, actually a good part of the Shakal Vatali of the Gemara is actually from Abai Avin Rava, and that Rav Ashi actually added to the Shakal Vatali of the Gemara. So really what we have is a sort of like we have the Havayas of Abai Avin Rava are recorded, and then comes Rav Ashi, etc., etc. I think I pretty much show that all the Rishonim do not subscribe to any point of view. But Kedaka Bakadi, the Deiras HaRishonim usually speaks against, it's interesting, he calls himself the Deiras HaRishonim, but he actually speaks out against the Rishonim, which is one of the great paradoxes of his Sefer, which we'll see in a little while. In any case, what I want to do now, a little bit, is actually to go into actually the issue of the Yerushalmi. Now, I'm not going to go into the question of the redaction of the Yerushalmi. That's a very, very complicated, issue. I just have to note, just to to raise one interesting thing. I mean, if anything, it's muskam, it's agreed upon, both in the Rambam and the Sadama, in the Sefer Kabbalah of the Raived, and I think in Shimshim Mikinoin, that in fact Rabbi Yechanan redacted the Yerushalmi, which is a Pella Gamor. The Rambam says, Asher Chibroi Rabbi Yechanan is an incredible thing, because in the Yerushalmi we see a Merayim right up to the generation of Ashi Ravina, 6 generations of Amorim. How can it be that Rabbi Yechanan, in fact, actually redacted the Yerushalmi? So this is actually a very difficult question, but this gives a sense of, the range or the difficulty of speaking about the redaction of the Yerushalmi. So therefore, I'm not going to be speaking about it later on, but I do want to actually focus on a specific issue which the Deiras HaRishonim does speak about it, and it has to do actually with the ongoing dispute that I'm having with Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi. Namely, that the question is, what did the Bavli have in front of it? In other words, did the Bavli have the Yerushalmi in front of it or not? In other words, when the Amorayim, or the redactors of the Bavli, redacted the Gemara, did they have the redacted form of the Yerushalmi in front of them? And some of the Bavli was also, in a certain sense, is inherently a commentary upon the Yerushalmi too. And the Deiras HaRishonim, Yitzchak Halevi, says definitively yes. He wants to claim that, in fact, actually the Bavli had in front of it the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, Pshuta Kabashmo, the redacted form of the Yerushalmi that we all have in our libraries. I mean, there's actually a new publishing of the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli had that in front of him. Now, the rayas, the proofs that the Deiras HaRishonim gives, are actually straight proofs from Rishonim. So, for example, there's a famous riff at the very end of Masechta Eruvin, as is well known, the Rif often brings the Yerushalmi, right? Rif brings Yerushalmi. And at the very end of Erevin, there's a halacha Yerushalmi, which in fact, actually, the Rif, as an Arab Gemara, rejects. So what I want to do is I want to quote from the Rif, the Deres Rishonim brings this. Actually, the discussion, the Deres Rishonim, is actually in Chelek Gimel of the Deres Rishonim. I have to note that in addition to the Deres Rishonim in the tremendous Bilbul in his writing style itself, the whole volumes are in Bilbul, because it's actually what's called Chelek Gimel of the Deres Rishonim, which appears in Krach Volume 6. Go figure that out. I think Volume 5 is Chelek Beis and Krach Vav is actually Chelek Gimel. But in any case, in the Deir HaTzarishenim, beginning in Perek Yud Zayin, which is, I think is page 111, I don't know how these pages work out here. It's incredible. Actually, the pages are all mixed up. On one side, it's 110. I can't imagine how a book could be so incredibly... No, he was a brilliant, but... You know. Okay, anyway, in any case, beginning...
You can't blame the publisher.
What? No, you know what the Pella is? The Pella is... Then Rav Chaim Soloveitchik asked him to be the head of to form the Agudas Yisrael. Can you imagine this guy who was supposed to have been an organizer? But in any case, beginning in Perek Zion yeah. And continuing in several prokem after that, the Deus Hashanim actually wants to say, well, we're going to bring a little rest, so we bring several rayas, both for the Rif and actually from Rav Hai Goin, that if actually the Bavli had in front of it, you will show me, and we're going to actually. Challenge him on that, and then after that, the Deres Rishonim, based upon the sheet, is going to show several examples how we can answer kashas of Rishonim with this Yesod, and he's going to actually answer a kasha of Tosfos. It's one of the many cases where the Deres Rishonim feels that he has actually surpassed the Tosfos in his understanding of the Gemara. But in any case, in Perek Zion, so he brings actually two places. One place, the Rif says, at the very end of Erevin, is Taf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Bedape HaRif, and says the Rif, so he's going to read and quote from the Rif. The Rif says, the Chazinen, right, we see Lemiktas Rabuasa, some of the rabbis, says the Rif, we see some of the rabbis, some of the legal authorities, the Svira L'Huka Ula, they pass like Ula, I'm not going to the Sugi right now, it's not important, right? V'samchi HaGemara De Bnei Ma'arava. And they're relying upon the Gemara of Bnei Ma'arava, which is, of course, the Yerushalmi. The Gazinin has some Besachas Yontov, etc., etc., Belaza, da da da. It brings the Gemara, okay? And says the Rif, so he quotes the Gemara, and says the Rif, we don't subscribe to this opinion, meaning the Rif himself. They came in the Sugya the Gemara, the Lana Terra. Since our Gemara is being makel, right, is being lenient, lo ich paslan b'may da'asa b'gemara de b'nei ma'arava. We don't care if the Yerushalmi forbids it. Yal Gemara de lan samchinen, we rely upon our Gemara, the basrahu, because our Gemara is after the Bavli, which by the way is very, very interesting, because actually if you count the generations till Rav Ashi, until the last of Marayim and the Yerushalmi, it's not Pashin at all that the Bavli ends with the Yerushalmi, unless of course you've been listening to the Shi'urim al Chasim Sashas, but like this. The Inu Havi Bekir Begemara, the Bnei Ma'arava Tfei Minam. The Gemara, in other words, the Bavli, was Baki in the Gemara of the Bnei Ma'arava, of the Yerushalmi, Tfei Minam, more than we are. We love the Kim Lo, the high member of the Bnei Ma'arava, love the Samcho, Lo Kashari Le'ino. In other words, if it wasn't that they didn't consider it, in other words, to be authoritative, they would not have permitted it, which means, basically, what the Rif is saying is that, in fact, the Al Gemara knew the Yerushalmi and decided that the statement of the Yerushalmi is La Ba Samcha, it's not to be relied upon. That's what the Rif says. And so it's clear to the Deres Rishonim that in fact actually, and he interprets the Rif as saying that in fact actually, and he says this explicitly several times, that the Bavli had in front of it, you know, the entire text of the old Zhangli. And he actually brings a tshuva of how he got. Now, of course, when the Rif writes something like this, for sure, in other words, he had a Messiah, he had a tradition on this. The Rif, you know, the Rif is not going to say something misvara here. This is so he had a tradition. So the Deus HaShoinu with his tremendous Bekiyas, the Bekiyas is just phenomenal. You know, without a computer, he had a tremendous Bekiyas. Today, the only people have everybody has Bekiyas because they have a computer. But they say in the Sifri HaSeid that Talmud Chacham is Seid Shabbos. So I heard from once big a Talmud Chacham was the Pshat. See, on Shabbos you can't press the computer. It's only on Shabbos you know who's a Talmud Chacham and who's not a Talmud Chacham. The rest of the week. But in any case, he brings here from the Sefer HaEshkol, right? The Sefer HaEshkol is a Risha, right? The Sefer HaEshkol, which was written by Bavon Rab Yitzchak Minavona, and he was actually the Choyst of Rabbi Shal HaRaivid. He was the Shveil and the Rebbe of the Raivid. So he shows you who he was. So he brings here, it's on page 47, Nishal Oid, Anu Meitzim Metal Behalachas Tumas. You find in the Quran, right? And something we see, Halachas and Benashame. Okay, now. He says, that which say, Talmud Shami says, Mashpia Kol Aser. But Talmud, look, in other words, he asks this question, how can the Ushami argue on the Bavli? Right? He asks the question about the Ushami arguing on the Bavli. So he says over here, it's on page 49, Veheshiv. This is of High Going. Of High Going. So in other words, the Sefer Eshkol is quoting of High Going. Veheshiv, Dovazah, in Mesuya, Miu, Kol Mashim, Etzinu, Betamon, El Jisrael. Right? Now, if we find something in Tamon, El Jisrael, Ve'ein, Cholik, Allah, Betamidainu. No one in our Gemara argues on it. Oshinais, in Tam, Yafel, Udvorev. Nechazdom, this, Bakalav. It gives a good reason for it. We can rely upon it. Deloi, Gomi, Pirushi, Rabbi Shayin. Not if it's in Rabbi Shayinim. Right? But if we see that the Yerushalmi is actually Cholik on our Gemara, Nazvenu, we leave it. And, okay, now he says, right? Now, it's interesting, he says, V'adiz ha-mabzeh ha-delish tach Talmud, but he brings a Maisa that Rabzeira, fasted that he should forget Talmud the Bavli, forget the Talmud Bavli. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "B'machshachem hashivayne, you brought me in the darkness." That's Gemara Bavli. V'manami Bavli tipshay diyas ba'ad v'chushuchei. The Babylonians live in a dark place, right? The stupid Babylonians live in a dark place. Amris and shmeitz to machashke. They say stupid, dark statements, right? That's a Gemara Daflamadal and Psochim. So we're making some, you know, rather nasty comments about the Babylonians. So he says, "Bizmanim during those times, don lohiralu timei demasis chamel tisrael." That the Bnei Bavel did not understand clearly the reasons of the masnisin as well as the chamel tisrael. Vaydain hayusham sanhedrin gula chachamel, but mostly sanhedrin chachamel were al tisrael. Ugzeres bubas in Bavel, and there were gzeres in Bavel, like I said in Chulin, etc., etc. Okay, I'm just right in Taf and Vav. For Agav Shamda Nachnafshe, right down there. For Suv Adal Tzunis Katcha. Mikol Aratzois, and of course, like Abzeres says, Avod Yosef Makim. In other words, really the clearest tale was in El Jisrael. Aval, he says, this is on page 49. Says Rav Haigoy, Bimei Rav Asher veRavina. During the time of Rashi Ravina, Haya Shalom Bebavim, there was peace in Bavim. V'nafish Shemada Be'el Yisrael, but there was Shemad, there was persecution in El Yisrael. V'mata Hayra Taman, there wasn't, the Hayra was weakened there, was lessened there. Tuva, a lot. V'nachas bin Dahavit Taman Lebavim, and people came from there to Bavim. Kigoyin Ravin, Rav Dimi, But kulin the chutz and the chat and hacha rub and chabi zan. Both the people came to bother with chabi al Israel. For Abu Mimais, Rebbe and Rav Ashi and Masina Ketanah Mokam, but tell the garret for nothing be yamav. So right. So what happens is that all these people end up in al Israel. V'nafik minayel tamudena l'chachadiva b'tal al Israel. Incredible. A great thing that because of that, the Talmud Bavli became bigger because from El Tishrei they came to Bavel. Vesu, he says, Kameyu in front of them have a Talmud El Tishrei. They had the Talmud El Tishrei. V'yadu Talmud the Kadmai, and they knew the Talmud, the reasons. Okay, etc., etc. So, right, in Klola, Kachmasrei. So, in other words, really, in fact, they had in front of them the Talmud Yerushalmi, and that was it. And that's the that explains things. Yeah,
we're talking about people having things in front of them. We've discussed that perhaps even the Bavli wasn't written till.
No, it means they had to be alper. They had to be alper.
Okay, but they had. Does that mean they had a girsa or they had the idea?
The Deiros HaRishonim understand. We're going to get this in a little while. The Deiros understands they have. He says several plans. They had mamas. There was a chasimus, a yushami that they had. It was chasim in front of them.
Like the one we have.
Yeah. Now. So the Deiros HaRishonim. Now, in fact, the Deiros HaRishonim. In fact, actually, regarding the Riv, the Deiros HaRishonim also brings. But by the way, this is not my Bekiyas. This is the Bekiyas of the Deiros HaRishonim. I'm not ashamed to say he was a bucket, and says, the Riv says something about the Rishonim. We'll see it in Mitzvah Shem and Bav Metziah, and says Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbeinu Yonasan. This is in Yud Beis Amud Beis in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia. So Rabbeinu Yonasan says, "V'en lo choshim the Gemara the Rishalmi. We don't worry about the Shalmi Rishalmi. The Oisin Rabbanan Basroi, the Rabbanan Basroi, shesidu lo na Talmud Abavli. They were beside the Talmud Abavli. Heviu bo Oisin Svaritz brought those Svaritz. Shehen kalach and emot that were said in Talmud Rishalmi." Like Rav Yehudas and Reish Lakish, right? Masharosh, Ushloi, Kilchazo, Hinicho, Isay, Batavu. They left the Talmud Sham with it in one, but they had in front of them. That's what the Rabbi Yehudas says. So, in other words, that's in fact, so the derishah from all of this, we see that the Bavli had the Lushami. Now, I mean, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not saying that the derishah was not the Gebadava, but it turns out that this Shidah's Rishonim is very important for him. As you remember, the Deiros HaRishonim is trying to establish the authenticity of the tradition. In other words, it's very important for the Rishonim that the Shach HaBataliah comes from Baal HaRava. If Rav Ashi says, like Treibitz says, his mom says the Shach HaBataliah, what type of a tradition, Messiah there is. So the Deiros HaRishonim is trying to really place the Shach HaBataliah, right, as basically is in a Baal HaRava, which based a little bit earlier. And of course, too, I mean, Yerushalmi is arguing on the Bavli. So, you know, what is there, two Messiahs? So, it makes more sense. The Rishonim wants to say that after the Bavli had the Yerushalmi in front of them, etc., etc. That's really part of his. I'm not saying that there is any saying this, although it happens to fit into his general Hashkof of Weltanschauung.
But according to him, the Yerushalmi was completed before Rava and Abaye.
Before Rav Ashi Ravina, yeah.
Before Rava and Abaye.
In the time of Rava?
No.
In the time of Rava, he says so.
In the time of Rava?
Yeah.
The Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. In the time of Rava, which is very funny, because Lamaisa Rav Mana, there are people, Rav Mana is at the Etabai of Rava. But okay, whatever it is. Now, first of all, I want to say the following thing. With all due respect, I don't think he knows how to read Rishonim. Okay? Now, for example, like this. The Rif in Elvin. Right, the Riv is Erevin. All he's doing is bringing the Meimra from the Yerushalmi. And the Riv says the Gemara had the Meimra in front of it. There's no rhyme from the Riv that they had the Oshach of Italia. They had the Meimra of the Yerushalmi. Now, he has, you might think, the Deiros HaRishonim is a Shtikla Raya from Rabbi Yonasan, because Rabbi Yonasan says, right? Rabbeinu Basroi, Shidlo HaTalmud HaBavli, Hivil Bo Oysen Svarit, Shehen Kehalocha, Nemeros B'Talmud Yerushalmi. First of all, I want to say something. The Lashon of the Ben Yonasan is very, very difficult. It says, Hivil Bo Oysen Svarit, Shehen kahalacha hanemoras b'talmud Yerushalmi. What is svar? It's like halacha in Yerushalmi. Doesn't the word doesn't make any sense? We mean a svar that halacha. It should be halachas that's in Yerushalmi. Now the fact is that the Rabbeinu Yonason is basing himself on a riffin bar mitzvah.
All the svaras that the Babli accepted as halacha. All the svaras from the Yerushalmi that the Babli accepted as halacha.
I know that's a translation, but like this, you don't usually say a svar is halacha. You know, a svar is a svar for halacha. I always teach you a svar and halacha. But what I want to say is like this. If you look at the Rif in Bava Metzia, the Vav Ben Aleph, and Dapei Rif, brings a memra in the Yerushalmi that a person who is begarish his wife and didn't write a kesuv has to pay mezonos. It's a memra. And the Rif says on that, that our Gemara doesn't hold like that svara. The svara that Rif is referring to is not a shakl batalia. It's a din, it's a halacha. That a person begarish his wife and didn't give a kesuv, he has to pay a mezonos. What he's calling svara is a halachic statement. It's not a shakl batalia. So, in other words, when the Rabbeinu Yonason says, Oysan svara, shein kahalacha, and the mores batalma de Yerushalmi, he's just calling the Lashon of the Rif. Svaras here means a memra. But I want to prove to you from the Lashon of Vayigoy that they didn't have the Shakl Vatalia. And I'll tell you why. I want to even daik in Vayigoy. Vayigoy says, I'm on page 49, he says, Vesu kameyu havi Talmud el Yisrael. In front of them they had the Talmud el Yisrael. Viyadu Taime the Kadmoi, and they knew the Taime of the Kadmoi. There's two clauses here. They had in front of the Talmud, and they knew the Taime of the Kadmoi. What do they know the Taime of the Kadmoi? They had in front of them the Taime of the Kadmoi. The Pshat in Rav Haigoin is, when he says Talmud, it means they had the statement, the Halachos Psukis of the Morayim of El Yisrael, and they knew the Talmud behind the statements. But it's not that they had a shakl of Italian in front of them. In other words, if it's like the way the Dosh Shredim says, you should have said, Kameim havu Talmud v'taymet the Kadmoi. Kameim, in front of them. In other words, the fact is that from Avhai Goin, it's before she's explicit, that the Talmud, they know, but they didn't have it in front of them. They understood the Talmud. And it says, Yadu. What do you mean Yadu? They know. They had in front of them. What do you mean Yadu? You say it over. You know what I'm saying?
Who said Kanmai is talking about the Yerushalmi?
He's speaking about that.
He's talking about everybody. He's talking about the whole, all the Chachamim from all the...
No, but he's speaking about the Yerushalmi here. Have we Talmud out to Israel? The whole Ketah is speaking about the Yerushalmi. The Yadu Talmud the Kanmai. He understood the tamim of these statements.
Of everybody. Kadmai from everywhere.
What?
All the Kadmai, that's what he means.
But a little bit Kadmai, but he's including also the Eretz Yisrael.
Also Eretz Yisrael.
I understand that, but what do you mean by Yadu Tamid El, the Tamid Kadmai? They didn't have time in front of them, they knew the tamim. Even if you want to say like I said. In other words, they didn't have in front of them the Svaris, they had in front of the Babers, and they knew the Svaris. Even if you want to say like you want to say. In other words, he's being machalic between memras, which they had in front of them, they were saying them over b'alpeh, and between the svaras, which they know, but they didn't have in front of them. There wasn't a messiah over the svaras. In any case, what I want to say is, the words of Rabbeinu Yonason, the Shulchan Kuvetzes, are acting against the Deres Rishonim. He brings a riot, it's actually Pun Faket, he comes to Stavro. Why? Because it says, Ein anachoshim the Gemara Yerushalmi, the Oysan Rabbanim Basroi Shisidu Lanam Ula Talmud. What do you mean? The Rabbanim Basroi who Masadah the Talmud of Boyim Basroi Son of Talmud Bavli. There was always Sidurim of the Talmud Bavli. In other words, it's clear, according to him, that the Sidur of the Talmud Bavli, saying Beferosh, was Rabbanim Basroi. Who Rabbanim Basroi? From Rav Asher Avina afterwards. That's Rabbanim Basroi. It's Mefurish, explicit of Rabbeinu Yonason, that the Sidur of the Gemara was from Rabbanim Basroi, you wouldn't call Abaye Verov Rabbanim Basroi. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Mi abai v'rava halachik basroi, but they're not called basroi. So it's before it's explicit in the Bnei Yehuda said that the seder's bara basroi. Now the fact is that I claim that he has no raya, he has no proof that the shakavatara of the Rishami was in front of them. All he can say is a raya is that they had the memers of the marayim, they had the Messiah of the statements made by Amorai El Yisrael, and they understood the Talmud, whatever Talmud they understood, and who had this in front of them, like Rabbi Yonison says, Rabbanim Basrai U Basad of the Gemara, and the Basad of the Gemara left out those that, which they didn't want, or they rejected all of them. I hold that's the pshat. Now, he wants to bring a raya from the Lashon of Shri Agoin. And actually, I'll tell you the truth, interesting enough, is that this raya, I myself, I quote Shri Agoin, but he wants to say that the Lashon of Shri Agoin is mashma, not like I'm saying. In other words, I want to claim that the Shakal of Italia, right, was created from Rav Asher Avinah, and he wants to bring a raya, he wants to bring a proof that no, that the Gemara was created in stages. Okay? So what's his proof? So his proof is, I'm reading now from the Egeres of Shulchan Gaon on page 69. I'm reading for the Nusach Sfar because it's easier. Even though, as you all know, the French Nusach Sfarsi is the much more accurate. But it says, Ulafum Hachi, says Rav Shira Gaon, according to this, is on this is page 69 of the Levine edition, line number 10. Ulafum Hachi, according to this, Itais Vahira, Hira was added, Dora Basa Dora, generation after generation, Ad Ravina, into Ravina. Okay? Now, what do you mean, Itais Vahira, Dora Basa Dora, Ad Ravina? So that means every generation, in other words, it's master from him. He wants to claim, we see from this, that they add to the Gemara in every generation. In other words, it wasn't that the Gemara was added first, the was created first by Rav Asher Avinah. It was added in layers. I think that's the guy he brings. Right, let me just make sure that I don't misquote the Yitzhak Isaac Alevi. But he says it explicitly that, in fact, we see from there, right? Elon Havilu Shemites of the Gospel of Rabbanan. Oh. Actually, quotes, as I put in 69. Behold, Dovador, I mean Elon Dari Havi Eastlan Shemites of the Gospel of Rabbanan. Actually, it's called a different part. Right? Umasadilu Tadir Todder. And he said in the Mesifta, Vakavin Le Bigmora. Actually, he's quoting really from somewhere else. I thought it was this statement. Itais vayro dora basadora. So I see actually I got the wrong. Let's see now. Oh, here it is. It's on page 66. Baruch Hashem. You got a big timers on me, the Yitzhak Isaac Alevi. Be'ilan Milan, Besayv Talmudah, Dora Basadora, Besayv Talmudah, Dora Basadora, Have, Mit'amim, they said in every generation, right? Kaviyah Be, but they put in the Talmudah, Milan means Sveikah, the Meschachin Lo, Maisim, Boyim, Mitavalo. All Sveikahs that came up, etc., etc. And it brings like Vakar Rav Safra. Now, so he wants to say, what do we see from this? In every generation, right? In every generation, they add it. So what's it, Marsh? The Gemara was added in layers. And I see that there's some scholars, I see that Yaakov Zussman in his PhD thesis from 50 years ago wants to claim that, you know, there should hold that the Gemara was made in stages. First of all, but the Rishu Goyen holds like that. First of all, I hope that's not the Pshat of Rishu Goyen. Is that the Pshat? First of all, on page 69, he says, there were massive Hailah generation after generation. And Hailah, right, means what? Strict statements, like we saw in the Rashbam, in the Avkuf Lamed. And then he says that after that there was Svara Koyav Hailah. So first of all, page 59, Rav Shur Goyen is saying that every generation there were more members of a Malayim. He's not saying that he had a Svara. And also too, On page 69, he says, right? In this way, Besayf Talmud, there's actually a question mark here. What does Besayf Talmud mean? Dora basa dora, having Miss Amre, every generation, convenient baby, they were put to the Milan. Means Sveikas and Mechachalu, Maisim, a boy, Miss Amre. In other words, Sveikas, they were Mechachalish and Evadration, and Maisim, and questions, etc., etc. I want to clear that. I mean, like this. The Elan Milan, Besayf Talmud, right? So I was at Be'ilan Milan, Itaisiv Talmud. In this way, they added, the Talmud added, I'm reading from the French version, Dora Basa Dora, German generation, the Chol Devod Dora, every generation, Kavile Mili, was Kaveya Mili, Min Sveika, the Mechachin Umaisin, new Sveikas that came up, and Maisim. No mash for them in a Gemara. You see, he's reading, the Darz Rishinim is reading the Kaviyale B'Gemara. It doesn't mean there was a Gemara in every generation. I'm reading for the French edition. Okay, the French edition is the real edition. Every generation, Talmud was added every generation, and what was added, right? The whole Dara Kaviyale Mili. And every generation, they were Kavir Milin, means Sveik, from Sveik is the Mechadish, and Maisim, and questions, etc., etc. Right? New Sveikas and things, every generation were in it. But it doesn't mean that there was a established Gemara that was transferred in every generation. It just says in every single generation, right? Right? There were new memories and new statements. We know that's for sure true. It doesn't say anywhere here in the Rav Shira Gaon that there was a Shalk of Atalia that in those generations that we have today. And not only that, even if you misup it the way I'm reading, but on page 69 he says clearly that every generation there was Hayrah, and only after Avinu Rav Ashi was there Svara. So if you want to say it's a suffix, certainly, he says explicitly on page 69, that the things that were transmitted in every generation were the maimers. There could have been a Shalkei Batayah, of course there was Shalkei Batayah in every generation, but the Shalkei Batayah that we have in front of us, says the Gemara, Avada, is clear from Shir Goyin, the Svaras, right, come from Avinu Rav Ashi through the Abundance of Arai. So in other words, I claim there's no riot whatsoever of Shira Goyin. So in other words, Bekitzer, to summarize, for Shira Goyin there's no riot. In fact, I say Punfakir, the obvious. For Rav Haik, from the Rif, even though he says Svaras, it's clear from the context that Svaras means Halacha. Look at what he says in Bamitziah, it's Halacha. Svaras means it means Halacha. And on the contrary, Rabbi Yonason says, Rabbanan Basrai, who besotted the Gemara, who are Rabbanan Basrai? Who besad the Gemara? According to the Doris Rishayna, what's the Bada Basrai? There was a Siddur all along. So I want to claim that we see clearly from these Rishayna that the Shalk of Atalia clearly began from Avinu Rav Ashi. Except that what the Rif is saying, and Rav Haim Goyin is saying, and Rav Haim Goyin too, they had the Talmud in front of them, and they knew the Svar of the Kadmoi. But he didn't have the Svara Kadmai, there was no text of the Svaras. They knew the Svara Kadmai, but they themselves would decide upon, you know, how to create the Shalkei Batayah. So in other words, there's no Raya whatsoever. It is true that the Rif of Haim Goyin is saying that the Gemara, the Rabbanu Basrai, besides the Gemara, had the members of the Yerushalmi in front of them. However what? However, there's no raya that they had in front of them a text of the Ushami with Shalkei Batayah. There's no raya they had in front of them. Yeah.
What is the nafkamina for our Gemara, whether they had the halachas psukas plus timim, like you say, or the actual text of the Shalkei Batayah, like he says?
Because I want to claim two things. First, I want to claim, number one, that the Shalkei Batayah of the Gemara was from Avinu Rav Ashi. If we say they had a Shalkei Batayah in front of them, this seems to indicate that there was a Shalkei Batayah before the door of Ashi, maybe from even from Abaye Verava. That's number one.
That's not enough, Kimina. That's just something that helps you prove your thesis.
Okay, fine. That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. You know, what I'm saying is, in other words, the Dershowitz China is trying to be Raya's. It's Shaka Vatai before that. In other words, on the contrary, the Dershowitz was saying the Shaka Vatai before. I claim there's no Shaka Vatai before that. Of course, they were nice in the Sanhedrin, for sure. But in other words, the Shaka Vatai that we have in our Gemara comes from the Rav Ashi. What I'm saying is, the Dershowitz China has the Raya's that the Bavli had in front of it, the Amoraim, the Bavli, had in front of them the Shaka Vatai of the Yerushalmi. He has no Raya's. They knew the halachas of the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rav Ashi is going to say. But they didn't have that. And in fact, on the contrary, I want to bring Raya's from Dershowitz Rishonim's Raya's about this, that you see clearly that the Rabbanim Basrai were the ones who were Mesadil the Gemara. That the seal of the Gemara it was not something that took place in stages.
Of the Bavli
for sure. And I think of the Yerushalmi probably maybe Yerushalmi too.
So Ravina actually was also Mesadil the...
No, that's for sure. No, see, the Rishon was done by somebody else. Ravina Rav Ashi had in front of them the mainlers of the previous generations of Boroy Al Jesoil. But is that they had in front of them a Gemara with a Shaka Vatai?
So the bottom line is we're just trying basically to prove here that the crystallization is all happening a lot later
right.
than the Dershowitz Rishonim said.
Right, that's
in
right.
In order to be consistent with our thesis.
Right. Now, I want to quote a very interesting Milchemes at the end of Kiddushin. At the end of Kiddushin, the Milchemes learns Pshat in a Mishnah based upon the Ushalmi, and it's not Pashat at all that the Bavli holds this Pshat to the Mishnah. It has to do with Mamzerim. In other words, for the Bavli's Mashma, the Mishnah says you have to be Baidek, Yichus. And the Bavli's mash a little bit, you have to be Baidik the Yichus, just the only Kahan the Baidik Yichus. And the Rif wants to show that from the Bishra the Ushalmi, that even Yisraelim have to be Baidik Yichus. So, you know, basically what the Rif is doing is, he's, in a certain sense, he's accepting the Perish of the Ushalmi, of the Mishra over the Bavli. So the Rif says, and I'm quoting the, about the Rif, the Milchemes. The Milchemes says, okay? Right? The chain nimtza b'chol nus chabdukdekes uvil shalmi shaloi ova alav kulmes shamagias svalim. See what the Ramban. What does Ramban say? The Ramban says, the Ushalmi, it was not ova the Ushalmi magia kulmes like the Bavli. It was what the Rabban seems to be saying is that we could rely upon the Yerushalmi because there was less Hagos Kumis than that of the Bavli. That's what he says. Right? V'chein the b'chol nusach b'dekes uvi Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi. Now, first of all, this nusach is in every proper nusach and in the Yerushalmi, he says in the Yerushalmi, shaloi ov alav kumis shemagia esforim. The Bavli had Magia Sfarim. The Ushalmi had Magia Sfarim. Now, what does the Ramban mean by this? Because if you look at the Ushalmi, there's a lot more to Magia the Ushalmi than there was in the Bavli.
Maybe today there is, but maybe in those days.
No, he's quoting Ushalmi. I find it very hard to believe the Ushalmi in front of the Ramban was the Ushalmi that we have.
No, but I'm saying, maybe our Bavli is clearer than his Bavli was.
No, chas v'shalom. You don't see that there was...
Well, the Vilna, without the Vilna Gaon and the Bach and a whole bunch of other people that we take for granted.
The Vilna Gaon came out, doesn't make a noise in the Bavli, but he totally changes the Ushalmi. On the contrary, the Gaon of the Ushalmi can say, Parma Chadosh is Baulakan. I mean, there's never been a radical revision of Gilsa in the history of Judaism since the Vilna Gaon revised the Ushalmi. Okay, I'm going to say a pshat no one's going to like. What's the... He could be saying, right, that he has a giz of the Ushalmi, shloi over alav kumushin shall be megia seifrim. He has a Rishami that was unedited. Because they're like that. In other words, he's not speaking in general with the Bavli. He's saying, look, I have a Rishami, Shaloi Avalakul. But Lemaisa, what he's doing is, if you look at the context of what the Ramban is saying, is he's saying, why am I preferring the Rishami over the Bavli? So, there's a Nesinas Tam. Nesinas Tam is Lo Ava, right? Magia Sfarim. So, you could say, right? Now, it's hard to say that it's easy, like I said before. If you say he's comparing the Rishami to the Bavli, which he appears to be doing over here, now, is he saying to us that it's easier to read the Rishami than the Bavli? I mean, unless he had some type of other Bavli Rishami in front of him, which would actually create a crisis of my faith, I don't think so. Plus, we know that, I mean, the Rishami is Ksav Yad Leidenus from the Rishonim. Could he mean the following thing? When he says Magiye Svarim, could he mean the extra redactions? In other words, could he mean that the Rishalmi was edited on a one-time basis and that was it? The Bavli, right? The Bavli, there was much more redactions in the Bavli. In other words, why is the Bavli easier to read? Because there's more editing. What's editing mean? There's more redaction. The Rishalmi doesn't have the same degree of redaction as the Bavli.
That makes it less reliable, not more.
No. So I'm going to say like that. Wait a second. First of all, if we look at the generations of the Rishalmi and the Bavli, and I'm saying this, and I'm sure people are going to catch me on this, until the last Amorayim of the Yerushalmi reached till about Avinu Rav Ashi, maybe within 20, 30 years. Which means, what's missing from the Yerushalmi, from the Bavli? Avinu Rav Ashi is Amorayim. The redactors of the Bavli are missing from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi had like a rough draft. That was it. The Bavli had Ravina, Rav Ashi, the Sabarayim, and they redacted. Now, what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban saying is that redaction has a maila and a chisaron. It has a maila, but it's something which is redacted is what? It's easier to read, because you're adding things and explaining yourself. But what's the chisaron? The more redaction you have, the more you have an input from the svaras of later generations, and perhaps the less you can say you have, like, the original, quote-unquote, Messiah of how to read, you know, let's say, the Brais or the Mishnah. That's what I think maybe the Ramban is saying. I know it's not Mashma in his words, but I'm trying to make an argument that's what he's saying. Okay? In fact, actually, the Deres Rishayin himself says...
That's exactly the Deres Rishayin's opinion about the difference between Bavli and
Rishayin. Right, it was never redacted. Right, I was just going to say, the Deres Rishayin Hamas the whole, the Rishayin was never redacted. It was never redacted. In fact, not only that, but you should know for many, many years, it's been noticed that even the... Look, you look at the Rishayin, there's less svaras, there's less beefy, you know, spitz svaras in the Rishayin there was in the Bavli. In fact, not only that, if you look at actually Rishalmi Nezikin, the Bavis, there's kamat nothing. Kamat nothing. I think in the 20s, Shaul Lieberman wrote a very, very famous article called Talmudah Shel Kesavot, in which he proves, as much as you can prove anything, that in fact, the Rishalmi Nezikin that we have was redacted in about 100 years before the rest of Rishalmi was redacted. I say redacted means finished. In Caesarea. So what I'm saying is that's what he's saying. So what I'm saying is, it's more proof of what I'm saying is that if you look at the history of Rishalmi and the Bavli, sure, the Bavli has more svaras, more shakam batayim, much more dialectics. That's all coming from generations after Rav Ashi.
I want to try and put this together with things that we've said previously.
Yeah.
We brought examples previously of Shakla Vatari in the Bavli, leaning or steering the sugya away from an obvious pshat, the Tosefta,
right,
to something much less obvious,
right,
which doesn't seem to come from anywhere. And we said, where does it come from?
Right.
It must come from some underlying
Masoira or Haggar
or something like that,
right,
which gives it a certain Masoira in itself, a directed dialect.
Yeah.
Now we're saying, that maybe is a bit of a chisaron, because the original...
No question about it. Everything is a ma'alu chisaron. No question about it. But I want to make one more point, though. Right? We have lots to speak of. There's no question about it. But let me make one more point. The Da'as HaRishayim goes even further. Now, this is one of the most incredible things that Da'as HaRishayim. I have to say that he outdoes himself here. The Da'as HaRishayim wants to say, this is incredible, the Da'as HaRishayim wants to say that sometimes the Morayim are referring to the Yerushalmi. Now, how does he know this? He brings a Gemara, he says, I'll bring a few examples to show this, and he wants to say that maybe that's a new way of learning Gemara. Da'as HaRishayim have a new way of Gemara of fitting the Bavli into the Yerushalmi. He brings, the first Rai he brings, it's on page 128 of the Da'as HaRishayim. He brings from a Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. There the Gemara brings a Mishnah, and the Gemara wants to say, from the Mishnah we say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara brings a whole Rai that looks like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara after that says, the Shmuel is a Halacha Rabbi Shimon. And then the Gemara says, even Ziri is a Halacha Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is Moktzah. You all know Moktzah. Titnan, Behemah Shemesa, Lo Yisazenim Mkoyma, Behemah that dies, you should move it. The Tirgama, Zira, and Zira says it's speaking about Behemah's Kachim, and not Chulam. So what's Mashma? What's in Mashma? Kachim you can't move, but water real Behemah you can move. There was like Abshemin, there's no Mukta. Okay? So Taisvis asks the question. Taisvis says, Tirgama, Zira, Behemah Kachim, Tamilari. In other words, the Gemara is arrived from Tirgama, Zira, Behemah's Kachim, that Zeirin holds like Abshemin. Because since he touches the Mishnah to the light that's speaking about Kachim, it must be the regular animal you can move, and therefore it's like Abshemin. So Tais has a question. Dima maskal tim was Zeirin Abshemin. Taimalari. Heichim mochach behach. It's really Abshemin. I know he holds like Abshemin from this. That's the Pshah in the Mishnah. He says he had to say the Mishnah speaking about Kachim. Why? Because he brings to a Gemara and Beitz, a Chavzainim and Beitz. Because the Mishnah of the Dayit, it says, Veloi hachala, shenitma, Machal the Kachim, a payment the Kachim. It was his mother from the Mishnah, the Gemara says, speaking about Kachim. So, in other words, he's not. Zeir is not telling me he loves like Abshemin. He's saying it's Mochak, the Mishnah, speaking like it's going like Abshemin. It's going to be like Kachim. Umichach had Yugapah, Hassel, Lamapah, etc., etc. So says Taisvis, Vidachik Re. Interesting, Vidachik Re. How many times did Taisvis get that lashon? Vidachik Re. Re says a Dachitikat Teros, Latavis. The Hachi Kim Leila Hashas, the Gemara knew, right? Shaloi Pirus Yirik came, the Zeus did not say this Pshat, Elam Yishom, the boy of the book of Reb Shimon. It was the Gemara, somehow had a Messiah, Kim Leila, not Kim Leila Messiah, Kim Leila Messiah knew that the reason Zimri said this Pshat because he was like Reb Shimon. Okay, comes the Deras Rishayna and says, V'navi Bazeh Suga B'Gemara B'Stabat Gemara, she diskashu ba ma'oi b'toisvis, Velo tiltzu. We didn't give the gibbet tailors. Vumizbar rakal pizeh. Great, the Da'as HaRishayim holds is bigger than the Tais. The Tais didn't give a tailors. The guy did give a tailors. He said, Doch, he didn't give a tailors. So he was, first of all, he makes a statement, which is an incredible statement. I don't see how a person could say something like this. He says, whenever it says Tirgama, you never see Tirgama on a Mishnah. You always say, Tirgama Aliba to someone. That's what he says. Who said that? There are countless places in Shas that the Gemara says Tirgama on a Mishnah. Why does it always say Tirgama Zira Aliba to somebody? That's not true. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. And I'm not down on the Kaf's Chus either, because he knew Kala Tera Kula. So, but what he wants to say that Tirgama Zira means there's a certain statement of Shmuel in Yerushalmi. Same thing of Shmuel Yerushalmi. And Shmuel seems to indicate that the halacha is like a pshemen. And Tirgum Azira means Tirgum Azira Aliba de Shmuel. That the Mishnah is speaking about Katshe. That's the Gemara's Raya. Okay. First of all, I mean, I'm shocked that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, Rabbeinu, could say that you only say Tirgum Aliba to someone. That's absolutely shekel. And actually, I was looking for an Eitz Talmud study that like every Babi Rav Dechama uses. But look at there, I'm sure Tirgum doesn't mean Aliba to somebody. There are many cases like that. And all over Shas, it says Tirgum Shmuel, Tirgum Shmuel. It doesn't say Aliba to somebody. Who Aliba? Shmuel is the first generation of a Marayim. But that's false, a shekel. But secondly, first of all, he's arguing the Tosfos. He's basically saying, oh, the Tosfos don't understand things, he's arguing the Tosfos. It's not true. Tosfos is a saying that Zeira Taka, right? The Gemara had a Messiah, that's why Zeira said, what do you think about a Messiah? According to the Rif, and according to the Rav Haigai, and according to Rav Eddie Yonison, the Gemara had the Ushalmi in front of it. So what did Taisma say? I mean, Kiblahu. It's going on Shmuel. So he's clearly saying a different shot from the Taisma's. Plus, this must be the first, also too, if he's saying it on Shmuel, so say, Tirgum Azira, Aliba de Shmuel. And when the Gemara should quote Shmuel. Actually, the pshat makes absolutely no sense. But I'm glad he said this pshat, because I want to tell you what the because he doesn't understand the way we learn. I'll tell you what the real pshat in Tosfos is. Once again, Tosfos says v'dochik ri l'taretz. The ri is pushed in v'taretz. Da'achi kim le'lahashas. Shas knows shelo pirazigiri ken ela bishum de boilog mikrab shemen. Now, what does that mean? Well, you just mentioned it before. Directed dialectic. The Gemara is bringing, by the way, Deras Agav, I don't think that the Deras Yishayim saw the entire Shaka Vitalia. Because the Gemara says, Ushmul Amar Halakha Kareb Shemin. Vav Ziri Salah Kareb Shemin. Vav Ziri. The Gemara should have said, Tirgum Azira, Aliba de Shmuel. The Gemara just mentioned Shmuel. Mimechak Hevi Lachmai. Why did he have to go to the Yerushalmi? Shmuel says it. Shmuel is a long Reb Shimon. And the Gemara should have said, Tirgum Azira, Aliba de Shmuel. That the Mishnah speaks about Kachim. Why did the Gemara say it here? The Gemara didn't know the Lord before that. The Yerushalmi didn't read the Gemara. That's called directed agendas. Anyway, what does the Tosfos mean when it says Kim Leila Hashas that Ze'iri said it? I claim the Tosfos is saying in Lashon Naki what I've been saying. The Gemara is taking statements of Marayim and basically using them as riots. What does the Gemara want to do? What the Gemara wants to do is show. Remember we had a whole sukkah in Sukkah Lamed Hay? That was one of the first shiurim. And what did the Gemara do? The Gemara wanted, you mentioned it. Baruch Hashem, you mentioned it. The Gemara wanted to argue with Tosefta. How did they argue with Tosefta? Says Tosfos. The Gemara took a machloikis, ravid it up to him, right? And put it on the Mishnah. Tosfos said, what did he put on the Mishnah? Machloikis not to get to the Mishnah. So I wanted to argue, the Gemara took the Machlokes and put on the Mishnah, because it would come out that from the Mishnah we have a Gaya connected to the Tosefta. That was the Gemara was doing. The Gemara pasted a Machlokes on the Mishnah, created a Machlokes on the Mishnah, because it felt that we could bring a Gaya for the Mishnah connected to the Tosefta. So I want to tie into the following. The Tosefta was dealing with Ma'aseh Sheni, and Tosefta was the Machlokes between Ravin and it was being Ma'aseh Sheni. The Gemara is doing the same thing. The Gemara wants this Mishnah, a Bechazet Lulav Ne'a Behema, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lois on the Veda Be'er of Shabbos, Ruhel Levish, Enam and Amucha, Rabbi Achloik is in the Mishnah. Pshim Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara brings, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Etc. Levi says like Rabbi Yehuda, and comes, right? Comes after that, and Shmuel says like Rabbi Shimon, and even Zeriel is like Rabbi Shimon, it's not. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a stam mishnah that's going like Kol like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara said, Tirka Baziri. Right? Tirka Baziri, Bebe Makachim. What's Kimlo? Kimlo means that the Gemara understood that the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara brought this Tirka Baziri, right? As a raya, like Rabbi Shimon. As if to say that, see, the mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. It's not important that Lazir was saying what the Mishnah was saying, Pshat in the Mishnah. Bad said the Gemara was saying that the way to understand Zeri is that the Mishnah is going like a Shimon. And that's connected. All the Amorim Rav and Levi, all the Rav Yehuda. That's what the Gemara is saying. So, on Baruch Hashem, this Tosfos is not only a Raya connected as Rishayna. It's a Raya to what I'm saying. There is a Shayna in the Chutzpah. They didn't say a Teirotz. He didn't understand the Tosfos. We understand the Tosfos. We're going to get this. It's Hashem. Someone's got back at us, but whatever it is, we understand the Tosfos. We understand how to learn the Rishayim properly and not dismiss them and think we know better, then we have a lot to gain. Okay? Okay. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to finish the shiur now, and next week we have more interesting surprises. Actually, there's a problem here with the Rav Hai Goin. It does seem that actually there's actually a problem of high going, which I want to speak about, but we'll leave that in Mishnah Hashem until next time. Bracha v'atzlacha kol tov from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.